Hello everyone. Today we are going to be talking about have a positive mindset. In 2021, I didn't have a very negative mindset, but it wasn't the easiest year. So let's get into this. Positive mindset. How to have a positive mindset. Do you know how to have a positive mindset? I definitely don't. Well, this is what is amazing. Positive mindsets are about even when something's wrong, you still look at the bright side of it. So when I say my grandparents are, my grandparents are in the U.S., let's say that, and they're moving back to where they lived before, and I'm gonna miss them. A positive mindset for that would be is that they're moving back home where they want to be, so they're happy. I'm not happy that much because they're moving away and I'm gonna be sad, but they're happy, and that's a positive mindset because I want people in my family to be happy. So let's say my sister got a, actually not my sister, let's say just I got a really bad grade on my test. Well, a positive mindset for that could be I did my best and I could try again next time. That's a positive mindset. So yeah, you need to have positive mindsets. In 2021, Well, as I said, it wasn't the easiest year, but I didn't have a technically negative mindset. But we were kind of sad because, like, our grandparents were not here. They live far away. They live in India, so yeah. So, like, and also, like, we couldn't go to, like, there was no in-person school. There was virtual school. And, like, my computer was really bad, so I had some technical difficulties. But I like to have a positive mindset for that. First one, my grandparents not being here. I'm sure they want to come here, but they couldn't. So I had a positive mindset for that was that they're home and they get to be with their, well, my uncle technically, and they get to be with their son, probably, yeah, son. So, and then not being in person to school. I just thought that, you know what, for a positive mindset for that, you know what, I'm gonna miss being at home because I love being at home during school. That was really nice. But yeah, so my positive mindset for that is enjoy being home. Like, food's hot for lunch. Like, when I go to school and there's lunch, it's like really cold. And then computer problems. For that, my positive mindset was, I'm like, you know what, my computer, it's okay, worse things could have happened. Like, I could have gotten a really bad grade or something, worse things could have happened. So yeah, the computer, I don't know really what was the positive mindset, because I'm just coming up with them right now. But yeah, like, I don't know what the positive mindset was for the computer. I don't know, kinda. So, yep. So, like, I've had positive mindsets for most of 2021. And what about you? Have you had positive mindsets for 2021 and 2022? So, here's how to have a positive mindset. When something's not going well, look at the bright side, because things could be worse. Just like, if I can't go to this restaurant because it's packed, look at the bright side. Things could be worse. Like, somebody in my family could have COVID, or because they went to that restaurant and they got sick because, like, too many people were there. So, like, a lot of things can happen that's worse. So you just got to look at the positive mindset and not the negative one, because if you have a negative mindset, you're not going to enjoy life, because things are gonna happen where you don't get to do what you want to do. And you can't say, oh my gosh, my parents won't let me do this, I don't like them. You have to say, well, my parents are saying no to this for a reason, because that's not good for me, and that's not good for me, and so what. So, yeah. So we should always look at the positive mindset of life. The negative one is not good, because the negative one just tries to make your life bad. It's like it's almost trying to ruin your life, the negative one. And you don't want that to happen. You want to have a happy life. You want to have a healthy life. And you want to be happy. But yeah, but in 2021, I know that a lot of us had negative mindsets. And that's okay, because that year is really hard. There was COVID. Even some lost their loved ones. It was really hard. But now 2022, things are getting a little better. So you can have a positive mindset for that. 2021, it wasn't that good, and now it's better. So this is your positive mindset for 2022. See? So it's really easy to have a positive mindset, but when things are not going the way you want to, it's not that easy. Because it's not like, oh, I'm happy because my parents didn't let me do this. That's not really a positive mindset. You need to really put energy into that positive mindset, and you need to mean it. So, if your parents don't let you do something, they always have a reason. It's not that they don't want to have fun. They don't want you to have fun because they're not having fun. It's for a reason that's not good for you. So you can just think, oh, my parents, they won't let me do this. Because so I'm so happy I have parents that care for me and just don't let me do whatever I want and I get sick or something. So there's always a positive mindset for things. You just need to find that positive mindset. So yeah. Now, positive mindsets are all about if you want to have a good day or not. See, if you want to have a bad day, then you get a negative mindset. And a negative mindset is even though my parents didn't let me do this, I'm sad and I hate them and I don't like them. That's a negative mindset, and that can ruin your full day. But your parents, they really try to be nice to you, and they don't want you to not have fun, they don't want you to not have fun, they want you to have fun. It's just that they either need to watch you during this and they don't have time because they're making money for your home, that's why you live in one, and that's why, our parents never want to, make us, not have a nice, fun, happy life. They just want to make sure you're okay, and they want to, worry about you and all that stuff. They want to make sure that you don't fall sick, because especially with this COVID right now, it's super bad to fall sick, and they don't want you to go out by yourself. They don't want you to go there, to go to a neighbor's house by yourself. They need to watch you because they want you to have fun too. But that's why you always need to have a positive mindset for things, because even though somebody says no to something, there's always a reason behind it that makes you stay safe. And you can be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that grown-up cares so much for me. That's why he won't let me do this, because there's always a reason behind it. So yes. So that's why positive mindsets can change our day. Positive and negative mindsets are the best thing, and something that's even better, we can control them. We can control if we have a negative or positive mindset. We can control if we want a good day or a bad day. Now, nobody wants to have a bad day and a negative mindset, right? Everybody wants to have a good day and a positive mindset. So that's why, even though something's not working out, you need to have a positive mindset, because there's always a reason behind it why you don't do something, why you don't eat this, why you don't wear this, because there's always some reason. It's not because people don't want you to have a happy life. Just people don't want to worry about you because you're doing this or doing this or wearing this or eating this or going there. So they don't want to worry about you because they're worried, right? I mean, they're parents and they're very worried. So yes, that's why we always need a positive mindset in life. Like, let's say when you've lost a loved one, it's really hard to have a negative mindset, a positive mindset. I mean, you're probably gonna have a negative mindset, but you can say they've lived a happy and healthy long life, and now it's time. So even if there's something, we can always have a positive mindset towards it. Like your goal for 2022 can be have a positive mindset for things. That's definitely gonna be mine. And yes, so I want you all to think about having positive mindsets. So please have a positive mindset so that you can have a happy year and happy 2022. And yes, I already said this, but 2021, I know it was hard, and I know that we can't go back in time and change if we've had negative mindsets. And sometimes if we forget to have positive mindsets, you just say tomorrow or the next thing that happens or tomorrow, I'm gonna have a positive mindset and I'm not gonna have a negative mindset. Quick tip. So if you have a positive mindset for 30 days, that can become a habit. If you do something for 30 days, it can become a habit. Like my old computer, it was really frustrating with it because it didn't work. It kept saying reloading. And like it just didn't even turn on. But what I said about it is I know that someday I will get a new computer. And I just have to like persevere through this. And I know that like my dad and my mom and my sister will always let me borrow their computer. So, and here I am having a new computer. I'm actually podcasting on it right now. So, yeah, you always can have a positive mindset to things even when they're really, 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 really low. Like, too low that you can't even limbo under it. So, yes, we can always have a positive mindset. And we can always do have a negative mindset. And the best thing about them is we can choose which one we want. If we want a negative mindset or a positive mindset, that's the best thing. We can control about like everything almost in our body. We can control if we have a negative mindset, a positive mindset, a good day, a bad day. We can even control our emotions and like our emotions can reflect if we have a positive mindset or a negative mindset. Like if you do something wrong, your parents are going to be mad and they'll probably give you some punishment or something, and that's going to make you have a negative mindset. So your actions also can go in with positive mindset and negative mindset. So you want to control your, you want to try to control your actions, your mindsets, having a good day, having a bad day. You want to control all of those because those really help you. And yeah, and I know some of you, like, they might feel like they're still in 2021 because they're not able to see whoever and wherever, but you can still have a positive mindset even though you're in this state. So yes, and I think that's all I have to say for the positive and negative mindsets. And one more thing, I know I said this in my feedback episode, so please, please listen to you being your best self. It's on Spotify. Please listen to that and give her really, really, really a really big number of plays. Everybody who's listening, go to that right now And her episode is called Mustering Up Motivation. I don't know if she's came out with any more. Just please watch her podcast. It is amazing. It can really change your mood and your day. And it brings a lot of joy to you. I listened to it and it was amazing. So please go there. And I will be so happy if you do. So thank you guys for listening. And I really want to just give a shout out to her because her podcasts are amazing. They have a ton of, like, they're like sweet, they're short and sweet. They're really good. I love them. I'm literally like checking the podcast if a new one is going to come out every single day. So yes, please, please, please listen to her podcast. They are amazing. So bye guys. And remember, please listen to your podcast. No, bye guys.